We continue our learning Lulu and Nishmas David ben Menachem Budish and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Elio. We are in Trumos Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, where we were discussing how a person who separated Truma out from something, he wasn't sure if it was vinegar or wine at the time that he separated. Had it been vinegar, it would not be good. Had it been wine, then it would have been an effective separation of Truma. But we're not sure it was a case of suffix. So the halacha was that which he designated out is considered Truma, but v'yachs or v'yitrum, he has to take another Truma. Here's the Mishnah says like this, Nafla achas mehen l'soch achulin. If one of those barrels, remember, we had 50 barrels, so one barrel he separates out as Truma for the rest. And then we said, oh, you have to separate another Truma, so he separates another barrel out, which we really said was 49 out of 50. But nonetheless, let's just to simplify things, two barrels now have the status of Truma. And the Mishnah says like this, if Nafla achten l'soch achulin, if one of those barrels, Truma for one of those, that one of those barrels that was designated as Truma falls into chulin, it does not prohibit the mixture. Now, we remember what that means is that we don't need the ratio of 100 chulin to one truma to nullify it. Bittul barov, if I have a majority, that would be sufficient. That's what we said, because anyway, we're unsure we have a suffix, so we don't have to treat it stringently like we normally would treat truma, but rather we'll say it will be bittul barov. So that's what the Mishnah says here. And nafla shnei l'makom acher, and if the second barrel, the second truma, fell into another mixture of chulin, and amadamatan, also, it doesn't make biduma, it doesn't make a forbidden mixture. Now, the Mefarshim point out that this is really just a repeat of what we said in the previous Mishnah. We had said in the previous Mishnah, Harishona, the first Truma, Einam Adamas, Bifnei Atma, V'chein HaShniyah. So it's exactly what we said in the previous Mishnah. Why is it repeated here? Because in the previous Mishnah, we're only speaking about where, let's say, the first Truma fell into a Chulin, or let's say the second Truma fell into a Chulin. Now we're saying, no, both fell into to Chulin, meaning the barrel number one that I designated as Truma fell into a barrel of Chulin and the other barrel. So both fell in. So I would have thought, since one mixture certainly contains the real Truma, I would say now we have to be strict and require 100-to-1 ratio. Kamashplan, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that I don't need that. That the same leniency that we had of Bittul Barov in the previous Mishnah will apply here. Of course, the Mishnah now concludes and says, but naflu shtehen l'makom echad. But if, let's say, these two Trumos fell into one barrel of Chulin, then midamos kaktana shebishtein. Then there's no doubt that it's going to be meduma, because I know the truma is now in here somewhere. If the first truma was the truma, well, it's then in here. It's in here in this new barrel and with this chulin. And if it's the second truma that fell in, that's real truma, that's also here. So it's all in the one, in the same place. Since both of the portions fell into the chulin and we know one is truma, the mixture becomes meduma. Now, what does that mean? That means I can't rely on bittul barov on majority after I need a ratio of 100-to-1. But the Mishnah is coming to tell us like this. For the mixture to be permitted to a zar, to a non-kohen, I don't need 100 times more chulin than both of those portions of truma together. Why? Because only one of the portions is real truma. Not only that, it's sufficient for the chulin to be 100 times greater than the smaller portion of truma, because hamotzi mechavel avaraya, we spoke about the burden of proof is upon the kohen to prove which one, that the larger one is considered truma. So that's what the Mishnah says, if naflu shtein l'makom achad, they are midamos, but I need 100-to-1 ratio against only the smaller portion of truma. Now, when a mixture of truma and chulin are permitted, like in such a case, the kohen still is not going to lose his share of truma. A person has to remove from the mixture an amount that's equivalent to the truma that fell in and make sure to give it to a kohen. In this case, where both of the portions fell into the chulin, right, and if now the mixture becomes permitted because I have 100 times chulin more than the smaller portion, so you remove the amount that's equivalent to both of the portions and give it to the kohen. Now what I can do is I can charge the kohen for the price which corresponds to the larger portion, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. We are now in Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Hashutafin. We're speaking about partners. She'char tarmu zeh achar zeh. One took truma after the other. I have two partners. They jointly own this produce. And one took truma after the other. So you have Reuven and Shimon. And they own, let's say, 50. They'll use the same example of the previous Mishnah. They have 50 saw of grain, of wheat. And what did Reuven do? So Reuven separated a saw, right? One saw out of 50. So it's, that's the amount. That's 2% of, so that's 1/50. That's what it's supposed to be for Truma. So he separates one saw of wheat as Truma and the other for the other 49. Then Shimon, not aware that Reuven separated Truma, and he designated another saw as Truma. So the Mishnah says like this, a different machlokas tana on what to do here. Rabbi Akiva Omer Trumas Shnehem Truma. Rabbi Akiva says, both of the Trumos are effective, are valid. It means that each Truma that were designated by each of the person is effective for his own share. It means that that which Reuven took is good for his share and not for Shimon's share, because obviously Shimon wanted to separate Truma for himself for his own. So each one has separated out Truma for his share. That is Truma Shneim is Truma. Now, what Rabbi Akiva is saying is that we're making the assumption that each of the partners wants to separate, get the mitzvah himself. Mitzvah bo Yosef mibishlucho. He wants to separate the Truma for himself and doesn't want his partner to do so. So, what do we say then? Then we say only half of the sa'ah that Reuven separated out actually is Truma. He separated a full saw, but it's only effective for his own. So he separated a full saw, which would have been enough for both of them together. But it's only effective for him. So therefore, only a half of the saw is really Truma, because that's for his own share. The other half is that saw that he separated and called Truma is not Truma at all. And the same thing, when Shimon separates a saw as Truma, which he thinks he's doing on behalf of both of them, only half of that is Truma. So now what emerges is that within the saw that each part is separated, you have partial Truma, partial Chulin, but you don't know which part is Chulin, which is Truma. So that whole mixture is going to be prohibited to a Zar, to a non-Kohen, and I have to give both of those saws to a Kohen, even though there is partial Chulin in there, which is, it doesn't have the status of Truma. So the Kohen will get half of each of the saw for free, and then he'll pay for the other half. And then, what will the Kohen do when he gets this? Well, then he separates, the Trumas and Masros that are necessary for the two half saws. What does that mean? Remember, half of each saw is Chulin. And therefore it's Tevil. So in order to eat that, he has to separate Trumas Mas on that other half, and then the Kohen can eat, what he has. This is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. V'chachamim omrim, no, Trumas harishon Truma. As opposed to Rabbi Akiva, who says each one we assume is Truma, and then I have now a mixture because each one took a full saw, but only half a saw of each is Truma. Rabbi Chachamim say only the Truma of the first person, the Truma of the first partner, is valid for the entire produce. And therefore the Truma that was separated by the second partner has no effect whatsoever, is meaningless. What are the Chachamim saying? Each partner, what conceptually, what are they holding? That each partner must not have a problem with his other partner separating Truma on his behalf. So Shimon separated Truma after Reuven because he wasn't sure that Reuven had separated Truma. Had he known Reuven separated Truma, was planning to separate Truma, he would have been very happy. And we don't assume here, mitzvah bo Yosef b'shlucho, that he'd rather do it himself than have his partner do so, have a shaliach do so. So Reuven's designation of Truma is good for his portion and for Shimon's portion. So that full saw is entirely Truma. That which Shimon designated is nothing. It's completely exempt. Is nothing's completely exempt from Truma. Doesn't have the status of Truma. And Truma, and actually it's he's allowed to eat it because Truma was already taken on behalf of that by Reuven. Rabbi Yossi Omer, a third opinion. Im taram harishon kashiur ein trumas hasheni truma. Vim lo taram harishon kashiur trumas hasheni truma. Depends on what the first person Reuven took. how much he took the amount. If Reuven, the first partner, separated the standard amount of truma for both of the shares, which is 1/50th, what we call ein beinonis, so then it's truma for the entire produce, and therefore Shimon's truma is like Chachamim said, is meaningless. But if, let's say, the first partner, in this case, Reuven did not separate the standard measure, let's say he did less than 1/50th, so, which we spoke of as ayin ra'ah, let's say 1/60th or something like that. So then, and midoraisa, we say even tchita achas poteres esakri, even one grain is considered truma for the entire thing midoraisa. So then we assume the second partner does not want that portion that Reuven separated to be truma for his share, for his Shimon share, because he wants to give the standard amount. And therefore, the Chachamim would agree, says Rabbi Yossi, and the Rabbi Yossi seems to be qualifying or clarifying that which the Chachamim say, so maybe not a third opinion, and therefore the Chachamim would agree that Reuven's Truma is valid only for his own share, because he didn't take the requisite amount or the standard amount, and the Truma of the second partner is considered Truma.